And that kind of leads really into this next case. John, this is a 65-year-old man with metastatic adenocarcinoma and disease progression after response to carbapenem and then found to have a RET fusion. Here's Dr. Deutsch.
In terms of RET fusion mutation, I elected to put him on cabozantinib. I guess I would like to ask the experts, since I don't have many of these patients, would that be their choice of initial therapy? And if not, what would they choose? And then at the time of progression, would they go to a second targeted therapy or would they switch to systemic therapy? And if so, what systemic therapy?
And John, the patient is on cabozantinib right now, doing sort of okay. The dyspnea a little bit better, but having a fair amount of side effects. The thing I thought was interesting was that Dr. Deutsch, who's a very knowledgeable medical oncologist in Raleigh, North Carolina, so a lot of academic places around there, understandably was not aware that there are a couple drugs in development right now in terms of RET. Amazingly, one of these agents, selpercatinib, was actually approved just today.
Well, I mean, we've been fortunate enough to have the libretto with selpercatinib here, and that's certainly been a great experience for our patients. Certainly a good drug, a very good drug with minimal side effects and meaningful activity that is very, you know, we start these patients and within 4 to 6 weeks, similar to what we see in osimertinib in the EGFR space, a very selective drug with minimal off-target side effects, which elicits meaningful responses both below the neck and in the brain. And we've had a lot of patients on that study. It's an oral therapy with very few side effects. The other drug that I don't have a lot of experience with, pralsetinib, has also been presented and seems to have meaningful activity. I don't have a lot of experience with that drug, but clearly, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be a part of this study. And I think we'll see publication soon, both not only for lung cancer, but also for medullary thyroid cancer, for RET mutations, not fusions. A really good drug. And RET is one of these fusions where, yes, it's rare, but we have to think about once you find one and you get these patients on a drug, it's a different experience than being on cabozantinib. And two, this is a fusion. So you have to be careful about how you're going to detect fusions and what next generation sequencing platform you're going to use to commonly get these identified.
Just getting back to RET, Leora, I don't know what the extent of your experience with some of these new agents, but what do we know about the two new agents that are out there, how they compare to drugs like cabozantinib, both in terms of efficacy as well as tolerability?
Yeah, so we actually had the Loxo trial here with 292, and the other drug is BLU-667. They both have names now. And I think there are two striking things. One is their response rates are better with, you know, cabozantinib and vendetinib. The responses were in the 30 to 40% range. And now we're seeing those better responses in the 60 to 70% range with these drugs. And we're also seeing that these drugs are much better tolerated. There's less toxicity. You know, cabozantinib is not an easy drug to give. It's hard to give it at the FDA approved dose. And so I think that when these drugs are approved, they're going to be sort of your first line option for patients.